Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
and one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in an each winning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This. We are students from Zanitz in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo!
Hello everyone, this is a new session in our weekly program and today we are going to talk about a controversial topic. Teenagers do not read anymore. It's true. In my opinion, young people today read less than what was read before. Today, teenagers read more in their e-books and they choose physical less. They also read the news on the internet and they don't buy paper newspapers. It is my impression that young people, children, tend to borrow more books in the library than young people. Young people only buy physical books when they are sent from school, and if they can, they download them. In my view, they don't usually read for fun or to relax. They prefer watching DVDs, chatting on their mobile phones, and playing video games for that. When they pick up a book, they usually choose their mother language as their favorite language to read, as it is easier for them to understand. They normally read at night before going to bed. I would like to finish my session by recommending a book to our listeners. It is the last book I read. It is called Iceland for Sale, and it is written by Anne Collins. It goes like Duncan and his dog named Jock live in a Scottish castle. One day Duncan was unable to pay the electricity company of the case. Duncan was unable to pay the electricity of the case because he had no money. The electricity company asked it for £5,000. So he thought about selling the castle. And later, Englishman named Mr. Moneybags wanted to buy his castle. Later, Larry and his girlfriends came to see what that castle was like. Larry's girlfriend didn't like it from the beginning because very cold and there was no light. So they decided not to buy the castle. One morning, Duncan took his boat and went to the other side of the island. When he arrived, there was a girl named Jean Stewart who was driving the landscape. Duncan invited her to his island. She accepted it. They got married, had a daughter and a son. Since then, on vacation, but usually go to Lana a lot to draw any to pay to go there. In my opinion, the story is well told, but some important details are missing. Thank you for listening my podcast. Goodbye.